not going to have that. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as Starscast. I guess we're going to start the wrong song here. So, no song tonight, just my beautiful voice that you get to listen to. Anyways, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on. There's kind of a little excitement in my voice, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you right off at the beginning. We have been developing, Tony and I found a woman in Spain, an artist, to do Stars Tarot, our own Stars Tarot cards. And they're all done. The back was done. And I've got the sole rights. I own it. And so now it's off to get them trademarked. And you'll see them in the store. You'll see them on the site. They're really beautiful. This lady, I mean, they're not like the Rider-Waite, which is your typical tarot card deck. Not like that at all. These are beautiful. I chose the colors. You're going to see the purples and the yellows, and I just hope everybody loves them. I mean, you're going to get a nice – and the back. Wait till you see the back of them. They're beautiful. As soon as I have the rights, I can actually put it on Instagram and show everybody what the back is like. And I know my gal, Candy, is probably listening and saying, what? What is this? What is this? But anyways, I just wanted to give you a little insight into that. And also I want to let everybody know it's the 26th of the month, so at this time I'm sending out my reminders about, you know, articles and excerpts for the magazine. That's mysticlivingtoday.com. And poetry, you know, it's a, we have an extra day this month, so I'll be working the 28th, the 29th. I might work a little bit tomorrow. But I don't know, you know, I seem to work better when I'm, like, under a gun. Like, you got to get this done. So I'll do that. And I love doing that. I love bringing everybody out into the world. And, of course, I want to remind everybody on all the sites that I own is the Akashic Bookstore. And my guest tonight, her book is there, and we'll be talking about that. And all the others that I have interviewed, it's on Mystic Living Today. It's on planetstars.com, and it's also on starpsychics.com. I like to do stuff like that. I like to promote and people are probably thinking, why does she do all this? I don't know. Maybe I earn little points. Maybe I figure that, well, I know God is watching, and I just know he's really pleased, and so that makes me happy. So, also, we have starpsychics.com. The love special is off, of course. That ended, I believe, on the 17th. And right now, you know, it's tough out there in the world. Everything is affecting everything. You have to remember that. Energy is energy. So if you start putting out a little bit better energy, everything will lift up. Don't stop buying. Don't get into a panic because you're going to drop the economy. You're going to make it worse. Keep doing what you're doing. Relax. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm just going with everything. And just know that it's going to be okay. So, with all that, I'm going to bring in my lovely guest tonight, and her name is Lisa Erickson. Welcome tonight, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You've put a big smile on my face already, Natalie.
Oh, good, good. I try. You know, it's nice, and I get to meet new people. Somebody said to me, "How do you talk to these people?" It's like I've known you, probably in another life. Maybe we had these big groups and we all met and talked and you know, I don't know, but it's real easy for me. I mean, it's a blessing that I have, so I'm very, very lucky. So, you work with chakras. You've had several books out. You've got one coming out in July. We'll talk about that. You have one that was just released in December of 2019. You're an energy worker. I'm going to read some of this. A writer, a teacher. You're primary modality is chakra-based energy work. Is that wonderful? I was telling Lisa that I love chakras. I love talking about them, and my favorite is the heart. Everybody, you know, everything means everything. Your throat chakra, and I don't even know all of them. I mean, she says them, she'll say what they are, I'm sure. But let's start at the beginning, Lisa. Let's tell everybody how you got into this period. How did this come about for you? I mean, you just didn't sit down and say, well, I'm going to write about chakras or I'm going to write about this. I'd like everybody to know that you are a regular person. You know, you're very gifted and you have a lot to give to the world. So let's start at the beginning. So you talk about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's go all the way back to the very beginning. And I feel like, you know, as many people that are listening probably felt that as a child, I was just very naturally intuitive and energetically sensitive, but I didn't really know what to do with that. And in fact, I was born a twin, but my twin only lived a day. She had a birth defect that was not diagnosed. And I often feel as if that influenced me as well growing up, that I had this link to the other side almost. So if we're going to go way back, I would say that's the roots of it. But I sort of suppressed that side of myself. I went into a corporate career, and that was sort of what was expected of me, and I felt as if, and it was very rewarding in certain ways, but then on the side, I was experiencing a lot of stress, and that led me to meditation, and this is over 35 years ago, led me to meditation initially for health reasons as a stress management tool, but I quickly migrated into chakra meditation and kundalini meditation and studied that seriously for a long time. And when my first daughter was born, I had been meditating already for 15 years, and I experienced a lot of energetic shifts that got me interested specifically in energy teachings for women, which there wasn't a lot of information on at the time. So I went on this big research and experimentation mode, and as I transitioned my career into being an energy healer, and this was about 16 years ago, I really incorporated this research and developed a whole set of tools specifically around women's energy bodies because the chakras actually function a little differently for us. So that's kind of the basics of my journey. And this book is an attempt to share all of that, really the teachings for women on the chakras and on life transit and on sexual trauma healing, because I've had so many clients come to me that are working to heal from sexual abuse and assault.
That's got to be horrible. That has got to be so horrible and so traumatic. Mm. And sometimes you don't even know, if you look at them on the outside, you really don't know what's going on the inside. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has gone through any kind of trauma, I mean, I have, not sexual, but I have, you'd never know it talking to me. You'd never know it.
Yeah.
Or looking at me, I should say. I mean, maybe talking to me in depth, you would kind of figure something's going on there, but... yeah, that's got to be a tough job to work with these people when everything is, like, beneath them, right? I mean, is that tough to work with people like that?
Yeah, you certainly need to engage in self-care. Anybody that's working as a healer in any field, I think, as you said, most people do have some form of trauma. So if you're working as a healer, a therapist, or any sort of caretaker role, you do have to know how to take care of yourself. You do have to know how to function with an open heart, but not take other people's damage into your own body, right? How to help them in a way in which you're not taking in their energy. And in fact, this is something that is specific to women. That's often an energetic challenge. We are conditioned often to take others' emotions into our own energy body. And part of working with your chakras can be learning how to not do that, that you can still emanate from the heart and emanate healing energies without taking on others' energies as your own. So that's certainly been a part of my journey. But, yeah, with individuals who've experienced sexual trauma in particular, it's really hidden away often. It's really repressed in the energy body. You can find it in the energy body. It's imprinted on them. It's causing certain patterns in their life, but you wouldn't necessarily know it from the outside at all.
No, and sometimes they are not even aware until maybe years down the road exactly what it did to them. I mean, exactly how bad it was for them. I mean, you know, I would think, I mean, I can only tell you with mine that it wasn't until about, 7 years after, something like that for me, that I realized what I had gone through most of my life, and I didn't even know it. Yeah, it was really strange.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, too, you know what, Lisa, I'm wondering by talking to people like yourself, it helped to bring it out a little bit for me. I mean, and people that are listening out there, that's not easy to do because it kind of tears you down. I mean, you kind of, because you have to face all of this, and it's almost like, you know, if you go to a psychiatrist or, you know, psychologist, what you end up doing is going back to the very beginning. Well, that can take months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so every time you come out of there, I never went, but every time you come out of there, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be crying.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, well, what was that all about? I mean, I don't feel any better. So actually working with somebody that works like you do is probably better for people because you're going within. Other
yeah.
people can't do that. They cannot go within. They can only go by how they were taught. They're book smart. Okay, well, they're showing signs of this, this, and this, and I'll give them a medication and come back in 6 weeks or whatever, and hopefully you'll feel better. Well, but how are you walking out that door? See, that was always the thing that bothered me. And so
mm-hmm.
somebody said, well, you should go. Even my other doctors, I said, no, I'm not going to go. I have friends around me who love me.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk to them.
Yeah,
you know
so you had people who created, yeah, they created a safe space for you to be able to share.
That's
and I
right.
feel like that is the most important thing sometimes that I do as a healer is just create a safe
sure
space
do.
For
I
someone to share
you
something.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you talked
yeah,
about the heart,
yeah.
and that's really what we do, right? We emanate our heart and create this safe space.
Yep. Sometimes it's not easy, people. Sometimes, you know, I mean, even somebody like myself who's such a believer, I have times where, you know, I look up when I was telling Lisa I talked to God, and I look up and I say, you know what, I don't know that I believe you exist. I'm so upset right now with you for whatever reason, I say. And then I'll go about my day a little bit, and then I'll think to myself out loud, I'll say, well, no, I didn't really mean that. Because I don't give up. You see, that's a part of me, is I don't give up. And but people that who have been really traumatized, that it has affected them, their body, not just psychologically, emotionally, physically, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be really, really tough to deal with. And, you know, my hat goes off to you, feather in your cap. That's amazing. It really, really is. So you realized what you wanted to do. And, you know, you're not the first one that I've talked with on the show that didn't start in the corporate world. Isn't that strange? Maybe you need, all of you needed to be thrown into this to realize what you really don't want to do. And sometimes you have to recognize that. Oh, well, what am I doing this for? I'm not happy. And then you go seek out other areas, and there you go. You found it.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the same time, some of that training in the business world helps me today, right?
It does.
Because
as
a healer, you're running your own business, right? You're running your own business. So none of it was wasted, but it wasn't where I fit, you know, and it wasn't where I could be my full self. So I came into that at a later time. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I listened to all of you and you, for example, that, and I sit there and think, gee, I didn't have that experience, but maybe I did. I just didn't realize it. I mean, I was only child. I was home alone all the time. I taught, you know, I probably had imaginary friends, but maybe they weren't so imaginary. And I think, because sometimes I think, gee, I wish I would have had that. All of these people have had all this education, all that. I haven't had any education, extra education at all. I went to beauty school. That's what I did. You know
that's lovely. Yeah.
But look what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
You could have never told me.
You found
me.
Your way to what you're meant to do, which is how it unfolds.
Yeah, you know, and you couldn't have told me, oh, gosh, let me think. I mean, I worked at a Y. I was in tennis. I loved that, of course. The customer service, to being at the desk, handling all these leagues, all these people. But, you see, it was a stepping stone for me. Now, I can talk on the radio really well, but I don't think I could do it in front of people. Now, I know you do. You speak. And
I do, but
that?
I prefer also, like a lot of my clients, session work is by phone and Zoom. So I actually also prefer just voice. You know, because then you can feel
like
into the energy more, right? Sometimes the visual can actually be a distraction.
Exactly. You know, people like my voice, and so they'll say, well, you know, you should do some recordings or you should do voiceovers and things like that because I like to tell stories. I'm really good reading to people. I like to do that, but I think I love what I do so much. I wouldn't change it. I mean, I guess disenchanted just like everybody else does, even yourself, but then there's something that keeps, come on, take another step. Come on, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this because when you started out, it wasn't all, you know, peaches and cream and all of that, and everything falling at your feet. You had to work through everything to get where you are today, and I know you did. I know you did.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
It's not just I wake up and, oh, here, I'm going to do all of this. Your site is called Enlightened Energetics, and it's beautiful. It's these beautiful colors. I always look at sites and think, what colors are they going to choose? Because that's you.
Yeah.
These are your colors.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really, really, really
good.
Is.
I'm glad you
okay,
like
so,
it.
Oh, no, I love it. I've got it pulled up on my other screen. Oh, yeah, I love it.
And then I have
totally
a book website,
it.
Too, which is Chakra Empowerment for Women. So I kind of have two sites. Three, really, because I have
okay.
a blog, too. So.
Good. Oh, yeah, blogs are wonderful. I do one every day. I just think that they are a great source. I have a content writer, Jackie, who does that. And then, of course, I have to mention Candy while we're talking about what I do and all of that. I mean, she does
mm-hmm.
all the marketing. She made a video for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. She's really
she worked
good.
She reached out to me on Facebook. So, yes, Candy does her job
yes.
well.
Oh, she does. But, you know, her and Jackie, and there's another lady that's listening, and I don't usually mention her name, but I call them my champions because
mm-hmm.
they love me. And that, so they do it because they love what they do. You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'll give something to Candy. Candy, here's our next week's guest. Okay, she runs with it. I mean she
yep.
runs with it. So I'm glad. I didn't even know she reached out to you. I'm glad. That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Lovely.
So, okay, so now let's talk about this Chakra Empowerment for Women that was just released in December.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us exactly. Now, do you talk about the chakras in it?
Yes. And
okay.
really what I'm doing in that book is I'm trying to make the chakras really accessible. But rather than it just be a general chakra book, I'm focused in specifically on the blocks that women are more likely to experience related to each chakra and tools for clearing those. And clear tools for activating the chakra energy you need in daily life when you need it. Like you talked about the heart, there's times you really need to awaken your heart. You're feeling closed down. You need to have a conversation with someone you love. Maybe you've been feeling angry at them, but you want to come at this conversation from love. You need to activate your heart right in that moment, right? There's other times
right.
when you need to activate more your root chakra, your navel. Women, as I mentioned, really need to focus on energetic boundaries because we have a tendency to absorb others' energies when it doesn't serve us. So that's really root and navel chakra. I have tools in there to help women do that. And I've tried to make it very accessible but really relevant to women's lives and include sections on sexual trauma healing, include sections on motherhood, how that impacts our energy, menopause, how that impacts our energy. A lot of these specifics of chakra teachings related to women's body and lives that aren't covered in a lot of other chakra books because the first teachers to come here were pretty much all men from the East that were teaching the chakras.
Yep, yep. Now, aren't there colors that are designated to each one? Like,
yeah, and there are, but you know what? Those actually vary by tradition, but I am sticking
oh, okay.
with
yeah,
the rain.
I'm looking at your site and kind of scanning it, and I'm seeing that right now. I'm learning so much just by talking to you, and I'm going back and forth here. Yeah, I didn't realize
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they're not the same in all the different traditions, but in this book, I did decide to stick with the colors that have become the most common in the West, which is this rainbow spectrum that you start.
It is,
the
yes,
colors
yes.
go from the root chakra up in the order that they do in a rainbow, which is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, purple, like that. So the tools in the first part of the book use those colors at each chakra, but with an image that supports the energy of that chakra. So like the root
okay.
chakra is about feeling safe in our bodies. So it's a root bowl. It's a bowl of red light that you're sitting in, that you feel like you're safe
oh.
in it. That's the visual associated with it. Yeah, yeah. So, and each chakra has a certain emotion or state
tied
to it
that
you're working with.
Can you go through some of these, what they represent?
With.
I mean, will it take too long? Can you touch base on, like, the colors for each one? Oh, you've got them right here
sure.
on the site.
Sure.
The root is healing and empowering.
Yeah. Well,
the
and the root
chakra.
Is really... Yeah, is really safety in the body. So that one's big for anyone who's been through any kind of trauma because we have a tendency,
okay.
if we've experienced trauma, to disassociate or disconnect from our root chakra a little bit. We don't feel safe in our bodies, right, because our body something
happened
to it that was very painful.
You know, it's funny, you're talking about that, and I'm thinking that it's like a sinking feeling for me. It's like a sinking feeling. Isn't that strange? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
In a good way or a bad way when you connect with your root chakra? A sinking feeling in a good way or a bad way?
No, it's actually good because I think it brings me down to where I'm supposed to be. You know, it's actually it goes to the root. I mean, it's probably really good. It's a good thing for me. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but go on. This is fascinating. I love hearing all this.
Well, and I think what's so interesting, what you're speaking to is people who are very spiritual in nature, right, like obviously you are, tend to be very well developed in the upper chakras, the third eye and the crown, because those are the chakras connected with intuition, with faith, with connecting to mystic forces, and sometimes they need it to be more anchored in the root, right? So I think that's
exactly
what you're talking about. You feel like focusing on the root helps you anchor. Yeah.
Exactly.
And people who've experienced
trauma. You hit it right on the head. Perfect. Yep. That's it.
Yeah. And people who've experienced trauma sometimes have a harder time doing that. So working with the root chakra for a period of time can be really helpful and improve their health, frankly, because when your root chakra isn't fully engaged, you'll often have health problems related to that. Well, I'll keep going. So second chakra is my favorite. This is my favorite. This is in our pelvis. And for women, this is actually the center, the anchor for our energy body. It is linked to our womb energies. It really is linked to our procreative energies. It has nothing to do with having children. You can choose to have children or not. But we have this special doorway energetically that is tied to our body. And this is really a very important chakra for us. And it's connected to creativity, connected to inspiration. It's connected to flow. It's also connected to sensuality and sexuality, which is what people tend to focus on. But it's really connected to flow. And the color there is orange, is a very gentle amber orange. And I really work with that chakra as the center of women's energy bodies, and it's very helpful for women to really connect and awaken to this chakra.
Okay.
Should I keep going up?
Absolutely. Don't stop now.
Just keep going. Okay, the rest I'll do a little faster. Well, so the navel chakra is our center of power, personal power, determination, pushing through obstacles, also our organizational abilities. So really all those aspects of ourself that are about getting it done, right? And some women connect to this energy very well, and some have problems with it, right? Some are conditioned not to own that power. Well, you've done a lot in your life, though, so you figured something out.
Somewhere along the way, I hope so. I mean, I hope I have a lot more left because you know, somebody said, well, are you done? And I, oh, no, I'm not done. How can I be done? I mean, done with what I'm creating, what I'm doing. No, go ahead. Okay. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah. So these lower three chakras, you know, the root is our physical body. The second is our inspiration and our emotions. The third, which I use the navel as, you know, is our personal power. These are all about getting by in the world, right? And if we're not anchored in these three chakras, we can't make any money, we can't, you know, have a home. It's like this is what creates our foundation. And then from there we move up and we move into the heart, your favorite, which is the center of the seven chakras, the center of our energy body. And it's our center of love, of being able to love, of receiving love, both human love and divine love. The front of the heart chakra is where we relate to people we love, but the back of our heart chakra is really where we receive divine grace and support. I don't know if you've ever had that experience of feeling light coming into the back of your, between your shoulder blades, right? It's like those are your wings, your angel wings almost.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I love it so much. It's my favorite. Silly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's not silly. It's just my favorite.
Well, you just feel like a heart being. You're very much a heart person, you know.
I'm an empath,
and
it's not always good. And later in the show, I'll tell you what I experienced today, and it just, you know, it was just really tough on me in a store. But go ahead,
It's hard. Yeah, Yeah, no, it's hard to live with an open heart and yet still keep energetic boundaries, finding that balance, you know, and that's really the lessons of the heart. And the color of the heart, which can throw Westerners off, is actually green in this rainbow system. But, yeah, it really is like the green of spring leaves. You know, we associate green with jealousy, so it seems odd. But if you associate green more with, like, fresh air and flowers and green leaves,
and grasses,
it's that
and
kind
things.
Of energy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's even the foods associated with the heart chakra is, like, lettuce, you know, really good salad.
That's
food associated
what I love.
With
oh,
each
gosh,
chakra.
I'm right at home.
There
okay.
you go. You're fueling your heart chakra. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the throat is blue, and it, of course, is speech, but it's really also listening. It's the whole communication feedback loop, speaking and listening, expressing and hearing, and it's really our authenticity. It's our ability to speak from our heart. It's like our heart comes up our neck and out our mouth. That is authenticity, right? That's the throat chakra. Yeah. And then the third eye in our forehead is our, just what it sounds like, our third eye, our eye that can see what can't be seen with our physical eyes or sense what can't be seen with our physical eyes. And that's everything from imagination, our ability to imagine things, to intuition, self-awareness, all of those different. It's the still point between the worlds. It's like what allows us to really just feel those energies that are mystical and beyond what we can see but always present with us.
Right. So some people are more like a lower part of all of them, maybe more centered and more at the top, right? I am the top three, I think, sometimes to an extreme. So I have to learn some balance sometimes, you know, but you're describing
a lot
of things.
Well, that's it. It's finding a balance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the crown is really the final one, which is the spiritual one. It's the top of our head, and it's this spiritual connection with the heavens, you could say, right? It's like the root is our connection to the earth and our body, and the crown is our connection to light and spirit, however you define that, and everything else is in between. And we do all have gifts associated with, you know, one or more chakras, so some of us are more upper or lower in our gifts. But we also all need to find balanced energy between all of them to be able to function well in the world. And
or you're
so
off
if something's
balance,
blocked.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. You're off balance
or
you're going to topple
function.
Over. Right. It's too much to the top. Like I probably have to do that more. I probably have to delve into the mid and the lower part for myself because I tend to be, I shouldn't say ruled, but I tend to be, you know, it just seems like that's what's expressed the most for me is those top three or four. And so when you talk to somebody about theirs, you figure it out by what they feel, how they are. Mm-hmm. How do you determine what's the most important in a person's development by their chakras? I mean, can you talk to somebody and by what they tell you, say, well, I know you're just going from the top to the eye to the heart, to the throat, rather, and the heart. Can you figure that out? I mean, how do you come to that conclusion? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of intuitively seeing it, right, which was one of my own gifts, right, one of my own third eye gifts, and talking with them about what they're experiencing in their life. If someone's come to me, it's because they are experiencing some problem, right? So we will talk through what that problem is and where, what in their life is feeling blocked or emotionally blocked. And if they're coming to me for trauma healing, how has that impacted their life? How has it limited them? Is they, you know, have they been keeping secrets their whole life so their throat chakra is blocked, right? Are they very self-protective in the heart because they've just decided they'll never be vulnerable again? They don't trust anyone, right? Have they cut themselves off from spiritual forces? Is their crown chakra blocked because they were abused and so they have no faith in anything outside themselves, right? Are they disconnected from their body? Do they hate their body for some reason? And so there's no connection in that root chakra or that second chakra. So, we, you know, it's a combination of seeing it and talking to them and then in the book, I provide a section in each chapter that says when this is blocked. When this chakra is blocked, here's what you might experience in your life, so that people can self-diagnose which chakras they need to strengthen the most. And then I have a section that is when it's powerful, which is a way of self-identifying the ways that a particular chakra might be strong in you, because you want to both clear and heal your blocks and magnify your natural gifts, right, to fully come into your power. You want to do both.
Right. I mean, is there any, I'm sure most people have things going on in their life or issues where the chakra is affected. I mean, I don't think anybody mm-hmm. is a perfect perfect specimen. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say specimen, but you know what I'm saying, perfect, that something is not going to be affected yeah. by what's going on. I mean, you react to things. And it depends upon where you are. If you've been self-taught, I think, too, that's like me. I mean, I learned along the way by being surrounded by all kinds of healers, and I have one lady that I've known for many, many years that gave me some of my Reiki, and I listened to her carefully because I respected her. I thought, because she mm-hmm. knows an awful lot. She's got a lot of modalities and that kind of stuff, but some people never really have a connection like that, so that's probably pretty tough. If you can find someone like yourself that mm-hmm. you can go and talk to and express. And, you know, we were talking about talking on the phone as opposed to face-to-face. You know, talking on the phone is probably a lot easier for some people to say what happened in their life than actually looking right at you. I would imagine that would be easier for them, don't you think?
It is, and in fact, really, I find with a lot of trauma survivors, they are intimidated by the idea of going to therapy because it feels very uncomfortable to sit in a room alone with a stranger, right?
Right.
And I believe therapy
can
help people. It definitely can. But you're so right that sometimes people feel like, with me, that's a safe space because they don't have to ever call me back if they don't want to, right? It's they can take a little bit of a risk and tell me their story. And that gives them that anonymity gives them a certain sense of safety. So I do think that's an important part of it sometimes, definitely.
So that book is out now, was released in 2019, but mm-hmm. you had another one before that, Women's Energetics, Healing the Subtle Body Wounds of Sexual Trauma and Abuse, which we kind of discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a PDF, which is an
mm-hmm.
e-book that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Art and Science of Meditation, How to Deepen and Personalize Your Practice, that's coming out in July.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little synopsis of what that's going to be like.
This one is really for anyone who meditates, whether just a little bit or a lot, who wants to deepen that practice. And I'm really trying to draw upon meditation traditions from all around the world and science, too, in terms of how meditation impacts the brain and provide people tools to understand how they can deepen their practice, whether they're doing it for health, they're doing it for spiritual reasons, for whatever reason they're doing it. And I do include some chakra stuff in there, too, since chakra meditation is my favorite. So,
yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that book coming out, for sure.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to have to get something in my magazine for that also, and
oh,
then
cool.
get something in the bookstore.
That'd
Absolutely.
Be great. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody should go to the Akashic Bookstore. I mean, I've got books in there from most of the authors that I have interviewed, and I don't even call it an interview. We just talk. We really, you know,
I have
questions that are, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have Jackie who does the questions just to make sure that we already discussed it. One of them was, how was it that you came to work with women who have been abused? How can the chakras empower? We've already touched on this, and I didn't even know these questions. What I do is she gives me all of this content. She goes out, and she finds it all, and then she sends it to me. And, you know, I look at it, but I don't look at it. Isn't that strange?
Because you do your own thing, right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do my own thing, you know, because I just know I'm going to pull the right information out just by a little bit of what you've done. Like even like the first, like what Candy did, the first paragraph, she talks about you and what you've done. And then pretty soon we just draw upon all of this that you've created and you're doing. And now you do You do private stuff. I know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do meditation classes and private
mm-hmm.
sessions. And we kind of talked about your private sessions are usually on Zoom or on the phone you prefer, correct?
Yes, I do. And because partially about creating that safe space for people, but also
yep.
that as an intuitive, I actually, the way that I work, it's easier for me to get visuals on someone's energy body when I'm not distracted by their physical body. So I've had
right.
clients I've worked with for years that I've never actually physically seen, right? But
right.
I feel like I would recognize their energy body across a room because we've been working energetically for so long. So that's just sort of how I see the world is energetically at this point.
Well,
and I
true.
Think we all have that in us to some extent. You know, we all have that
we're
in
all
us,
energy,
that energy awareness.
We're all
yeah.
energy. It just depends on how we use it and what we do with it. I think so. I think you can change. Jackie has a way of doing this. She's not listening right now because she's doing a classroom, but she will talk to me on Skype, sometimes on the phone, sometimes even by typing to her, and she'll know where my energy is.
Mm,
she
yep.
said, I can tell when you're flying. I can just
mm.
tell. I said, what do I do,
yeah.
type fast? She says, you always type fast. She says, that's not it. I don't know what it is. And so it's going
She's
to
empathic.
The screen. Isn't
yeah.
that amazing?
Yeah.
But
well, and
true.
That's so great that she has and you have, you know, developed this ability in a way that's useful, right? Because as I'm sure you said, you're an empath. You know, what
yeah.
happens, I think, to a lot of women in particular is they're empathic and they don't know it. And then they absorb the energies of others and it impacts their own mood without them realizing it, right?
Like what happened
so
to me
a part
today.
Of,
I told you, I'm going to tell you what happened
yeah,
in
yeah.
the store. We went
yeah,
into the store in the grocery store and I'm in with all the veggies and everything, and I see this older couple. I mean, it just crushed me. The lady was real thin, hunched over kind of. She didn't have socks on. I was down. I'm in South Carolina. I mean, it's not super cold, but you should have socks on or something, you know. And
yeah.
I right away approached them, and I said, can I help you get something? And, you know, my son says to me, you always do that. I do that. I want to help them.
It's your heart.
And
it's your heart.
The man said, oh, no, dear, that's fine. I think we're okay. And I said, well, if you need something, you just holler, and I'll be here. I will help you. And this lady came up to me. I can't say it broke my heart, but it just touched me so deeply. And she just grabbed me, and she stood there and backed up and stood there, and she just looked at me. And I wondered, what are you seeing? What are you thinking? Probably they probably are not approached that often because people sometimes look at people like that and think, oh, God, you know, they just get this awful, not me. I wanted to give her my coat. I had a long sweater on because she looked cold. But I didn't want to embarrass them or insult them. But I just wanted to grab her and get her warm. I just felt. And that's the empath in me. And that's, and they left, they walked away, and I kept watching them to make sure that they were okay, like I was their little guardian, you know. And I'm there, and I don't even know what fruit or something I was at, and I just kind of thought, God, why do you let this happen like this? Why? These people, you know, it's just, and then there's people like myself who want to assist and aid right away. If I see you struggling to write, I don't care how old you are, I'll ask if you need help. And my son is like that too, but I'm more so than he is. I mean, I go to the extreme, but this, and it bothered me until I got home from the grocery store and I sat down and I thought, well, now what you did was a good thing, you know, and I'm sure any entity above is watching you and thinking, yep, that's our Natalie, that's what she would do. And that's what I do, but it did take a hold of me, and cause my son kept saying, "Are you okay?" And then I got this feeling of low blood sugar. That and I just realized what it was. I ate a little bit this morning, but not a lot. I tend to not do that, but I was feeling awful, and I said, "You know, I'm not feeling really good. I better get some chocolate." So we're in line, and there's a. My son said, well, here's some M&Ms. Let's get those. And so I opened them, and I'm in line, haven't paid for them yet, and I'm having some of that. And it just dawned on me right now, Lisa, what it was. It was the effect of that couple that I carried through that store that made me feel like I just didn't feel right. I kept saying to him, I just don't feel right. And he said, well, what is it? I said, maybe I didn't eat enough today, which is usually the issue, you know. And I felt a little bit better, but now I know what it was, what it really was.
Yeah, you took in some of their energy, right? And their feeling. And there is a way to emanate from the heart and not take in that energy, and it really has to do with creating this boundary with our root chakra. Like, you can still give to them but not take in their energy, and that really has to do with the root chakra. And interestingly, though, part of keeping our root chakra and physical body connection strong is monitoring our blood sugar, eating in regular intervals. So when we don't eat, we do tend to have this dip in our energetic boundaries. And the root chakra
exactly
in particular is linked to protein. Yeah, so you dip down and then you're
I mean, I don't think I really have the true low blood sugar, but I think it can get like that. And I know right away what it is. And, you know, my son is standing in front of me. Okay, we need some chocolate here. So we're allowing this guy that was checking us out. He was laughing. And he said, go ahead. I said, well, I'm going to pay for it. I said, but I might eat the whole bag. But I didn't. I didn't need that much. But it was really, it wasn't until just now when you were talking, I figured it out, that I expressed how I felt. That's what it was. I have to be careful
exactly.
of that. Because it knocks you for a loop. It really does. Yeah, it can really knock you flat. I mean, I just enveloped them is what I did. Especially her.
And you don't want to stop being able to give in that way, because it's part of who you are, and the world needs it, right? The world needs all of us walking around with open hearts. That kindness may have really made a difference to them.
So what do I do
to them?
So when I have that happen to me, how do I handle that?
Root and navel chakra. And you can flash upon light at your root and at your navel. You can do a fire at your navel. And this, the two together create like an energetic filter. I call it the second skin. In the book, I call it the second skin. Right on top of your physical skin, you can have this energetic filter that is just deflecting energies. So you're emanating out your heart. Everything you want to emanate out is getting out full force. That couple still feels enveloped in your kindness. But you're not taking in whatever they're feeling. Whatever is heavy for them into your own body, because that serves no purpose, right? All that does is slow you down and limit what you can do and how you can go through the rest of your day.
I had to get something to eat. I said to my son, we got to stop and get me something. I said, and so I ate something. I mean, I was really hungry. And then I like to have something warm on me, so I have a heating pad that I'd like to put on me. And I mean, it's really strange. And I put a blanket, and I have my cat with me, and I just lay there real still. Maybe I was meditating, and I didn't even know it. But once I got up, I was probably like that for an hour. I wasn't asleep. I got up, and
you
I was
replenished
back
yourself.
To normal. I was back to normal.
So you're naturally, from my perspective, going to the inner core of the chakras, you know, because you don't have to know what the chakras are to just naturally do this. You replenished yourself, because the core of every chakra is like pure light. And it's like we can refuel from the inside once we know how to connect in that way. So that's the powerful thing about it is, you know, so many of us walk around drained these days, but we have this infinite supply of energy and fuel inside of us if we learn how to turn inward and replenish ourselves through that. So I think there's a lot of lessons in your story. I think the other one that's so relevant to me, to women in particular, is that we are caretakers. So whether it's strangers, like in this case, or it's our kids or our elderly parents or our friends, we do tend to expend a lot of energy outward, and that can be a very good thing as long as we know how to replenish from the inside. And that's something that is both men and women, but especially women, because of the way that we tend to be caretakers, is really important for us.
Right. I put everything away in the freezer, and I said to my son, everything else is going to sit in bags on top of the counter until I feel better. And that was the deal, and that's what I did.
Till I replenished.
Exactly what I did. Yes, and I just knew that just laying down, feeling nice and warm and cozy, I like to call it cozy, and my cat, and I knew that once I felt this feeling of, okay, you feel pretty good right now. Okay, let's sit up here, right? Let's see what we're doing. And I sat up, and I looked around, and I thought, I'm back to normal. Just like that.
That's beautiful. I love it. See, to me, that cozy feeling, that's root chakra and second chakra together create this sort of nesting. It's womb energy and physical safety, and it creates this feeling of coziness. And you know, it's possible to do that even faster. Like, that's part of what I'm trying to teach in the book is teach people how to, like, if you just need that and you're out and you don't have the hour to go replenish, how can you bring those energies forth right there when you need them in your daily life, you know, to replenish right when you need it on the spot?
Yeah, I don't think I could have fixed it until I got home. Because I walked through the store like I was like beat up. I mean, not beat up, but I just knew something. I kept telling my son, there's something not right, but I didn't know what it was, Lisa.
Yeah.
Now I know what
it
was. So maybe sometimes when you recognize something, get that cat with you and just lay there and take a little bit of time. And I'm always at my computer. I have 3 monitors, and so it's like easy for me to sit here and multitask very easily and go at warp speed. That's what Tony, my webmaster, says. You just go at warp speed. Why didn't you slow down? I have so many things that I want to do and finish and think about. But if I do that, if I take myself away, then I'm okay. I could have been meditating and I didn't even know it. I don't know. I mean, I usually try to do that every day, and I used to do it in the morning, but now I don't seem to be doing it then. And I do ride a bike every other day if I can, or every 2 days in between. As soon as I feel, I don't tax myself. You know, if I don't feel good about riding, I don't ride, because sometimes I ride 25 minutes and I'm, you'd think I was in Alaska, because I really put stuff on because I like that feeling of being warm. And I like to perspire. It gets the heart going. And so I have to be, my body has to be ready for it. I never push myself like, oh, God, I'm gonna do this whether I feel good or not. No, I don't do that. My doctor says to me, you're funny. And I said, why? He said, because you know your body. I said, you bet I do. You know, everybody knows I almost died in 1982. I know my body very well. And I don't ever overextend because I know better, because you're going to pay for it. I mean, it's dumb. You know, but
no, that's
I have to remember this.
Yeah.
I have to remember this now, what you just taught me, and hopefully you taught everybody else out there, about when this happens to you, that it does take over your whole body. It makes you feel just like you just, I don't know. It felt like I really needed food. And I had used every bit of energy on this couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially her.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can, I mean, my son said to me, why did you feel that way? I said, I told you I'm an empath. I wanted to give her my sweater coat. Here, put this on. Walk through the store with it. Feel warm. Feel good. You know, but, my heart just
But
went
in
off
a way
them.
You did, because you did it energetically. But, yeah, but there's a way to fine-tune that so that you aren't as drained, or that you can recover faster. You know, you did it on your own because you know how to do it, but you can learn how to do that even faster and recover even faster.
Yeah, but I had to knock
faster.
Myself practically out to figure it out. I mean, I didn't even figure it out.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
knew,
yeah.
you know, you have to stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
It was
and replenish
instinctive,
right now.
I guess it was. And maybe intuitively I knew that this is what you have to do. And you would. I didn't even know. My son sent me a text. How are you feeling? I said, it's like I'm a new person. He said, oh, my God, I'm so glad.
I'm
you
back.
Know, but he knew right away, too. But that low energy that you think it's low blood sugar was actually what I had done earlier in the store that
That's
caused
right.
it to happen. It just took everything out of me. It really, really did.
That's
so,
right. And that's
but,
the reality.
I,
we're all walking around with these energy
I
dynamics
know.
Happening all the time, and we're not
I
aware
know.
Of them, right? And so
made me feel
it's
really
partially
good,
just
though.
About getting
Lisa,
more aware of them.
I think she was looking at me like I was something very special to her, and she didn't even know me. And that's not the first time I've done that, but she was the most the one that I felt the most with. I mean, I do it in the store all the time. I mean, I'm always watching people if they stumble or they fall. I mean, I'd be the first to go help them. I mean, I just do, and I'm not that big, but it's just part of me. It's my nature. It's the way I am, and I wouldn't change it for the world. My son said, well, maybe you shouldn't have talked to them or something. No, I had to. I had to help. I had to help.
Yeah.
So. But now I know what it is.
Yeah.
You taught me, and hopefully everybody else out there, what is going on.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Now,
and, you know,
you
I find
any...
I work with a lot of – go ahead.
No, go. You talk. This
well,
is
I was
going to
say, you know,
me.
I work especially with a lot of mothers on this. You know, I don't know what it was like when your children were home with you when you were younger, but this can be a real challenge for women managing their own energy with their children's energy, because we tend to do what
yeah.
you did with that woman with our children all the time, right? And we have
right.
this unique energy line with them, and learning how to balance that where you are – you know, giving them energy when they really need it, especially when they're very young, but then pulling back and allowing them to have their own energetic independence and sort of and reinforcing your own energetic integrity so you're not draining yourself. Especially women who work outside the home, it can be very exhausting to be managing
oh, yeah.
both that mother-child energy lines and their work and their relationship. They feel like they're the energetic anchor for everything, which they are.
Right.
And so there's real tools you can use to learn how to manage all of that and
yeah.
And be a caretaker without exhausting yourself.
But you know, I after later on, I looked around at the people in the store. Not one person, just me, stopped.
Had noticed it? Yeah.
I knew it right away. And, you know, and my son and I were talking, and he said, well, what do you think? I mean, he always tells me how smart I am and I can do anything. And, you know,
yeah.
He's smart, too.
Oh, that's a good son. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he said, well, why do you think that? I said, because they're self-absorbed into their own world, and they're not looking on the outside. They're thinking about themselves, and they don't even stop to look at somebody and say,
yeah.
you know what, maybe they need a little help. Maybe they need some
yeah.
kind words. And that's me. I'm there.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change. And I, although,
well,
you know,
we need more of that in the world.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't do that when I was younger. I was more inward, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't an introvert, but I was, you know, I was very shy. I mean, can you imagine that? But I was. And I can still be, but isn't it strange how we it's not until we get older that we really know ourselves. We really understand what we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and you know,
and,
it's interesting because that is what true aging should be, right? It should be this process of coming into more and more wisdom and power as opposed
right.
to the deterioration of the body, which is kind of what culture tells us it is, right? Like, oh, your body's fallen apart. It's the end, as opposed to, no, it's this growth into more wisdom and more power.
And when I
more
looked at her,
power.
You know what I thought to myself? I mean, I don't know how much older she was than me, but I certainly didn't look like her. And I just, and it made me feel so grateful
yeah.
that I can do what I can do. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it taxed me a little bit, it you know, but I worked through it. Now I will know exactly what to do. Stop what you're doing,
yeah.
Natalie, and go get a little cozy and bring your cat, Muji. Everybody knows about Muji. That's my cat. He's a big Maine Coon. And just have him there with you. And, you know, he's just got that, he purrs really loud when he really loves
yeah.
when he's by you. And just get nice and warm and relax and don't do anything.
And
refresh.
Replenish, yeah. Yeah.
And replenish.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the important thing. Yeah. And everybody listening, if you go through that, there wasn't anybody in the store that bothered with them. Not one. I watched them until I couldn't really see them anymore because I had to keep picking up stuff. And then even when I was further into the store, I was looking around for them. And my son said, no, I think they're gone. And I don't know. You know, maybe... Now that I'm thinking about her, maybe she was like this little angel standing there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And
well, and you were an angel in her life. I mean, this is the reality of
yeah.
how it works, right?
Yeah. yeah.
We
and
can
maybe,
all be that for
yeah,
others.
Right. We showed each other something. And I know I made her feel really good. Jeez, this woman didn't even know me. And she
mm-hmm.
came up to me. but
mm-hmm.
she turned around. She stood away from me and watched me. Like, wow, I mean... that's unusual. I can't even explain how she felt, but I saw her watching me for a little while, and her husband was picking up little things. He was just as dainty as she was. I mean, they were frail, you know. But I mean, I just went. I asked him if I could help him pick out stuff if he needed. No, I'm okay. Gosh, you're so nice. I'm thinking, yeah, I should just get on the loudspeaker. Does anybody else need any help?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But
I
it made me feel good though. It's not a bad thing. It really isn't.
No.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop.
No, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. It really, really is.
Yeah.
When you look at everybody and how many people don't help people, and so you learn about your chakras, and you have a beautiful site. Now, what's the other one here? I want to pull that one up, too.
Well, so the book site is chakraempowermentforwomen.com, since that's the name of the book, chakraempowermentforwomen.com. And then my blog, which I've had for a long time, is mommymystic.com.
Oh, how sweet is that?
Yes, although now all my kids are teenagers, and none of them call me mommy. But when I started that blog long ago, they did. So
how cute.
That's how it started. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a blog on stars. And Jackie pulls stuff in. I have somebody that does energy cards. You should go to it. Will you connect with me on Instagram? You're going to see
absolutely.
Some of the cards.
Absolutely. Yes.
Her name is Rainbow
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, I know. When you were talking about that at the beginning of the call, I was like, oh yeah, I hope she posts some pictures so I can see it.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them there. There's some pictures of my cat Muji, and some photographer.
I love cats.
Said,
I have two cats and two dogs.
Said,
we have a full house.
Are you a professional? I said, no, I took it with my Samsung S+10. Or 10 plus or whatever it's called. No, I just took it with my cell phone. But the cell phones now take great pictures. I have a Nikon.
They do.
I used to take a lot of photographs. And the Nikon,
oh, wow.
You really can't beat that camera. I mean, it really,
no.
really can.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
It's,
yeah.
It is a camera. It is a great camera. But anyways, so everybody look for this new book that she's going to come out with, The Art and Science of Meditation, How to Deepen and Personalize Your Practice. But look at the Chakra Empowerment for Women. Now, that one is in the bookstore, okay? You can go see it. Mm. It's these beautiful, I'm going to go to it and so I can describe it. I like to describe things to people. I'm very visualization. I like to show things. I like colors of sights. And when you go to my sights, you're going to see these blues. That's me.
Oh, I love blues. That's all heart.
Well, wait till
and
you
heart
go to
throat. Throat is heart and greens are heart. I'm sorry. Blues are throat, so, and you're obviously, I mean, you talk on the radio, you're a throat person, too, so you're a heart and throat person, you know?
I don't know, is that a good
I love visuals,
that...
too, so this book has a whole color insert with the color pictures.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. You can have it delivered Prime if you have Prime, and it's sitting there, and I have quite a few of them sitting in there now. I just brought this back. I had a bookstore before, but Amazon was, you know, I'm their merchant. I'm their business merchant. And so when you do that, they used to have this thing. And they made you jump through all these hoops to put things in, your cart and all. Now you can get text or you can get text and image. Well, why would you? I like images. So when I do the magazine, you have to send me an image. People like to see with their eyes. They don't like just to read. They like to reflect on that picture. And everybody sends me pictures for all of it. I don't put anything in the just. Even the gal, Ricky, my Rainbow Rose, she does reviews. I go and look up on Amazon or wherever I have to go for the picture of that book. She doesn't even know it. And I put that book cover in that article, that review. I mean, all this takes me a long time, but, you know, I love it. Because I'm
going to
have something in this issue on you. You can bet
because
I'll
talk to Missy. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, no. Missy is my connection. I mean, she's
she's
sweet.
Great.
And, you know, I have to tell everybody, you know, I really just connected with Lisa and Missy not too long ago, and you were so wonderful to just come right in and do this week for me. It made me feel so good. Tells me something about you. You really love what you do.
Yeah, well, I loved it. You know, I go on intuition, and it felt right. You know, so.
Good. Wow.
The way it goes.
You're giving me goosebumps. I just love it. I love to hear things like that. You know, well, we are of the same mind. And look what you told me about myself. And I did the right thing. And now I know what it is. But I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. I just have to walk away and start to bring that. What is it? It's the root, right? And
the root and the sacral. The root and the second chakra is that cozy feeling. And the root and the navel chakra are the boundary, right? And the heart you're already doing. You know how to do the heart part. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when an instance like that shows up, like I can't go lay down someplace. You know, I can't stop.
You have to be able to do it in the moment. But you really can learn to do that. You can learn to replenish yourself in the middle of a grocery store if you need to do it. It takes a little practice, but you can tap into the memory of that feeling of replenishing with your cat. Maybe even imagine holding your cat. I mean, the power of memory is very powerful. We can activate our chakras and those same energies very quickly once we learn how to connect with them.
So this book, I should probably get this book, Chakra Empowerment for Women, because that will really kind of help myself, right? Correct?
I think so. I think some of what you've shared is it would sort of maybe help take you to the next level in terms of your energy management, right?
Yeah.
That could be really helpful for you. Yeah.
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 Oh,
and as we age, it's really like our chakras get more and more powerful if we pay attention to them. Our body may be getting weaker, but our chakras get more powerful.
Oh, yeah.
If we age, you know, in the way that we can. Yeah.
I have a great imagination and a lot of creativity. And if I'm creating, I'm flying. Like Tony says, I'm at warp speed.
Your energy's all lit up. That's what lights up all your chakras.
Yeah,
when you're doing
but you
that
know
stuff.
What's really funny? I didn't have this when I was really, really young. I mean, I was raising my son, and I was, you know, in all of this work environment, and I was still doing for others, though. And it's not until now, maybe the last couple of years, I guess, but especially right now, that I realize what I can do.
Yeah.
And,
so you're growing into your power,
and
I love to hear that because that's what it should be like as we get older. We grow more into our power, and we share it.
Right. Oh, yeah, and I love doing that. But I have my champions around me, too. And before we close, I want to thank Candy again for all she does. She's really great. She just takes stuff and creates all these videos and posts and sometimes we talk on something called Hangouts and I'll say to her, okay, just promo it all. Big, go big. So
That's great.
I'm getting ding, ding, ding. And, my granddaughter said, who's that? I said, that's just Candy. Because every time something's posted, it'll come to my phone.
You're getting,
connected to all my accounts.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and really, sometimes I have to turn it, at night I turn it down. It'll be dinging all night long. But, I love the digital world. I really, really do. Sometimes I wish it would slow down a bit, though. I think it's getting to be too much. I think a lot of people are feeling that, you know. But so thank you, Candy. Thank you, Jackie. And thank you, the lady that always listens and she critiques how I do. She always say, wow, you did really good. Or you really connected with them and all of that. And it's kind of nice you have these people who can critique
you. Give you feedback. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm following you on Instagram. You'll see my
picture. I will follow
there.
You back as soon as I get off this call.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Chakra Empowerment,
and,
for anyone listening out there, follow Chakra Empowerment, Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, it is. It's important. You need to utilize what you have and what you've been given and the gifts that you have. And, you know, as we end the show, you're going to love this. I always end it this way, and I don't even know when I started doing it. I guess a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago or something, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I'm going to say good night. Thank you, Lisa, for such a wonderful hour that I've had. So enlightening. You're a beautiful person. And don't stop
you
what you're doing
You too. Thank
now.
You so much for having me, and don't stop what you're doing.
No, you're giving me goosebumps. Thank you. Okay, I love you. I love everybody. Have
love
a good
everybody.
Night, and we'll
Bye.
See you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, of course, we're going to play Free to Love. Candy loves this song, and this is important to play this. You are free to love. Here you go. It's kind of a nice way to end the show, isn't it?
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be without limit.